Dennis and Emily Wettstein turned their Illinois farm organic a while ago, mostly because conventional farming wasn't practical for them.
All the money seemed to go to pay for the fertilizer and chemicals. And then I was more or less allergic to some of the chemicals, and so we were interested in getting away from that, especially if we were going to raise a family out here.
The Wettsteins didn't just raise grain organically. They kept chemicals and hormones out of their animals, too.
We started raising meat for ourselves and our families, and then pretty soon word of mouth, just friends and neighbors wanted meat.
And they found people who would pay top dollar for that meat.
We sell at the Oak Park Farmers Market.
And that's just west of Chicago.
Right, yeah. And the Oak Park Market managers, they are working on all the farmers to go towards organic.
That worked for the Wettsteins because they had USDA-certified organic chicken.
And there's one other meat vendor there, and it's not organic. So we have no competition. And we feel like with that label on there, we can set our price to where we can make a profit.
But Emily Wettstein says that term, organic, started giving them trouble when it came to beef and other meat.
We were getting a little bit pressured from other people that, well, you can't call your item organic because, you know, you don't have a processing facility with the term of certified organic.
Here was the problem. For meat to get labeled USDA certified organic, it's got to be certified from the farm to the slaughterhouse. The Wettsteins had someone to process organic chicken, but they were out of luck with pigs and cows. There was no certified slaughterhouse for beef or pork in the entire state of Illinois. So the Wettsteins and some relatives prodded meat lockers to get certified. There was just one taker. I'm inside of a meat locker that's about a 15-minute drive or so from the Wettstein farm. It's owned by Mr. Scott Bittner, and I'm here to understand what organic certification means for his business. Mr. Bittner, how do I say this? There's a headless, hoofless, and skinless cow hanging from your ceiling here. Where are we exactly?
This is kill floor. Now we had 17, 18 cattle today, and seven of those were organic. So walk me through how you have to treat that organic cow differently.
That was the first thing we did this morning, so that's one thing. And then other than that is segregating it in the cooler from all the non-organic product, and then processing at a later time.
So the basic idea is segregation.
Yeah. And in the whole way through, yeah, exactly.
Bittner is simplifying things, but not much. He has to clean or swap equipment between batches of organic and conventional meat. There are rules on the kinds of chemicals he can use, and he hires a certification company to monitor his paperwork. But Bittner says overall, it's pretty easy, and he's surprised more slaughterhouses haven't done it.
How does it feel to be the only guy that can process an organic side of beef?
I want to keep it quiet, but I want too many people trying to get started and doing what I'm doing, because it's nice. And when you go to bed at night, you still think about this economy being the way it is, so every little bit helps.
Bittner says farmers drive up to 4 hours to slaughter their animals here. He says he's proud of his work, but he can't take too much credit. After all, he knows he's got a local organic slaughtering monopoly going on. That might change someday, but for now, it's reason enough to keep his knives sharp. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.